Love you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, I don't want you to make Andrew feel bad. He's here, too, and he's eating a bagel.
Yeah.
So that's a major accomplishment.
But he already got to talk.
What a good boy.
You eating it all up.
And Lisa's in the studio with me live for the first time in 33 years. All right, but now I would like to give a moment to the two other stooges, if you will, of our three stooges, because we were an incredible team, and I think as friends, hopefully, we'll actually socialize probably more now,
I suspect.
Think so. No, you're not.
Probably not. Say goodbye forever.
Here's Spike.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, because when you met me, I was a guy dealing on the fringes of legality and society, and I hadn't trained or educated myself to do anything that was meaningful.
That's because I was pretty similar to you.
This is how we met.
That's how we met.
But you have really been not just a great friend and a great coworker, but a real beacon for me. And you live your life like I want to live my life. And you've given me the greatest gift anybody could ever give, which is friendship. And you're like the dad, brother, uncle, sexless marriage partner I always never knew I wanted. And just... I wish you the very, very best. I'm angry at you. I'm happy for you. I'm jealous of you.
This is the same as it's been for the whole time,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah,
right?
So pretty much.
So it's Wednesday.
Business
then.
As usual. It's the day we call Friday, but you deserve everything you're about to get in your life.
Will you take a hike with me?
You've been telling me to take a hike for so long.
No. I mean, look at you.
Any
look
place.
At how amazing you are now.
Thanks.
We can go to the top of a mountain together.
We can. If we go to a volcano, I can push you in.
You can do that.
I love you, buddy.
All right. Love you too, my friend. Joe.
First, I want to say I think we've done some of the best work ever done on the radio, and there's two guys in the room right now that have never even hardly been mentioned on our show. It's Joe Moss and Dave Austin, and these guys are kind of archivists, and they have kept most every word we've said over the last 25 years. Dave used to record us from his house.
Dave, are you the one that's been blackmailing me? Yeah. You're going to keep all that stuff?
Yeah. No, that wasn't me.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to say thank you for the Star Trek contest.
That's right.
Walk-on roles.
That's right.
That was an amazing
We did
experience.
That together, didn't we?
That's right, we did.
We were on Star Trek. Did you hear Captain Kirk earlier on the show? Did you cry, too?
I missed part of that as I was coming in the building.
All right.
But I just wanted to say to these two guys, thank you, because I do think we did some very historic stuff, and I think it's going to live long after we're all gone. And
Joe Moss is going to put it on the web.
Yeah.
BobRivers.com.
And this is...
Joe, say hi quickly.
Hi, Bob.
All right, that's enough. Thank you. No, Joe and I are really good friends.
.com.
This is, I feel I've spent a quarter of my life with you guys.
You feel that way?
I'm going to hit about 100, and I've spent 25 years with Bob and Spike, and they've been the best 25 years of my life. And I know great years are to come. There's no question. And I know we're not going anywhere. We all love this town. We all love Seattle. We're all going to live here. Probably the rest of our lives. And we're going to be available. We're going to do Spike the Impaler shows. I'm going to be back on the radio. By the way, you heard our agent Paul Anderson earlier. Anybody interested? That's his name.
Call
you can
Paul.
Give him a call. Call Paul. But I just want to say I love y'all, and I love this city, and it has been such a privilege. Dude, I've said this before, to talk to the people I grew up with. I grew up here. It's hard to turn this mic off, but it's going to be time to do it in a few minutes. And thank you, Bob, for everything. And congratulations to Keith and Leanne. Having a daughter is the best thing in the world that ever happened to me. And I know they're going to love it, too. Thank you so much for everything.
Joe is the one with the heart. Brought the heart to the show. I know, and it's breaking, isn't it?
It's going to be tough, you know. We will be back. You know, and when I, like I said, we're not going anywhere, so... You know, come up to the mustard seed. Say hi to me.
No. You're going to be at the mustard seed?
No, I don't know where I'll be. We'll be around.
You don't need to be at the mustard seed right now.
No, I'm not going to be up at the mustard seed.
Nor do I need to meet some of Spike and mine old friends.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
And thank you so much, I will say, to 3010 for changing my life. I have the body now to go forward that I didn't have. I want to single them out. It's really been a life-changing experience for me. Whatever comes for the next 50 years, I think I might have the body to actually get me to 100.
Downtown Joe, you were the magic, my friend. When we met you, we knew we had something people would love, and they wouldn't notice us.
And when you came, I knew there was nothing like this that had ever happened in this town before on the radio from the first minute I heard you. And I've been here for 24 and a half of those 25 years, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Downtown Joe. Jody.
Luciana, come here, babe.
It's Jody's turn.
I'm Jody ready to talk.
Are you?
When do I get to talk?
Oh, we're out of time. Look at that.
Great. Enough about the three of you. Who cares?
We now have 5 minutes and 35 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Legitimately want to thank Josh, the intern, for working so hard. And we have to mention Eric and Pedro and Luciana and how they're the greatest people ever that you would ever want to work with and how they're wonderful friends and concern themselves with people all day long and making sure that the radio show goes on and goes on well. But damn, if you guys aren't the most wonderful people I've ever worked with. And you know how I get fired all the time?
Yeah, you worked with some good ones, too.
I have. I love you. No, I have. I've been really lucky because I always got to be myself and work with real pros. But this has been the highlight of my whole career. And you guys were so generous with me and just moved over for a seat at the table and... It's been so much fun doing radio with you.
You actually pushed us. So you
no, I didn't do that. No, it's funny, though, because I remember when I sat in with you when I was pregnant in the other studio, and it was a totally different room.
Right.
And I wanted to come in so badly. I was just sitting in that other room by myself, like, looking at Facebook, being like, this is kind of boring, but it's kind of fun. And I just wanted to be in the room doing radio with you guys, and it's been a privilege. And it really feels like... Like, I'm just going to miss you, you know, because I know we're all going to get together, but it's not going to be the same. Because when you don't see each other every day, it's different. So that's kind of upsetting.
Jody Brothers, you are the most authentic, real person with strong, strong humor instincts and strong opinions. And,
you do
but
not
they,
have strong opinions.
They all, you do not? Okay. No, I don't.
And she agrees with everything you say. She just sits
in the tree.
She giggles and agrees.
And, but you bring wherever you go, you bring authenticity. Lisa said that when we first met you and David, she went, she's the real deal.
I know. Thanks for getting me hired, by the way.
Because really, you got to get past Lisa.
I know.
If Lisa doesn't like you, you don't
know,
stand
I
a
did.
Chance. But anyway, thank you very much. And to all the people who've worked with us over the years. Pedro and Luciana, say hi quickly, please, because we're almost done. I know. Jody took up all the time.
I'll take half the minute for myself saying that I've always been very, very lucky. But I think I've been the luckiest working with you guys. It was super hard.
Yeah,
but I learned so much. Thank
I'm
you
a pain
so
in
much.
The ass. Thank you. I know.
You were a pain in the ass for her. not for me.
Not for you. Yeah. Pedro, go ahead. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I wanted to say that you made all my dreams come true. I mean, I wanted to do radio, and you made that possible. I wanted to write jokes. You made that possible. And I got a pool. You made that pool.
Yes, a pool.
I gotta be honest.
It's a kiddie pool.
I don't know if you guys. Pool. I mean, you guys have my. I don't have a family here in my new home, the United States, and you guys are my only family. And I want to miss you all so hard.
Well, the irony is, in doing this show, we don't have a lot of time to spend together outside the show. But I'm gonna sit there waiting for my phone to ring because I will have time to visit.
Yeah. We're all going to be with each other.
All right.
Nobody's going to call.
So it's going to be funny. And then Eric Corman, who spiritually has been a huge inspiration to everyone on the show. Go ahead, Eric.
I am astounded, Bob, by the community that you have created here in Seattle on the radio. I have worked with nationally syndicated programs. I've been with other local shows. There is no show in the country like yours. And then the outpouring of love that I've been getting from the listeners, you have no idea what's been happening on the phones, just hearing how you've impacted the lives of everybody here. And what you've done with World Vision, getting behind a mission like that to change the lives of thousands of families globally, there's nothing like it. And I want to say that you are like no other radio host in the world. And it's been such a privilege.
Thank you, Eric. A lot of that caring and compassion I did not have until I met you. A lot of lessons I've had to learn. I've been pretty stupid a lot of the time, as evidenced by some of the old tapes of old songs and things that we did on the show.
Very embarrassing.
How could I be so crude? Yeah. Because I came up in radio just sort of making my way. I have been so blessed to work with all of you. Every one of you have enriched my life and my experience, and every one of you have been really the inspiration for the community that we've created. And every one of you in the audience, every one of you in the audience is part of the show. And that was kind of the idea. Meet every listener, be accessible, let people feel like they're a part of it. All of our sponsors are not just sponsors. They're people we really interact with and care about and will continue to. Even the radio companies we worked for, all of them have been wonderful relationships. Some of those relationships, in life you move on. But these guys here at Clear Channel have been so nice to us to let us have this party that I can't believe it. And all of the people in the building don't have time to thank everybody. What I did want to say in the end here is that, and I talked about this on a TED Talk last year. I was thinking about what important message do I have to give to anybody? And I remembered, and it's such an amazing bit of timing, that my grandchild Hazel was born less than 24 hours ago and is listening to this broadcast right now, comprehending about as well as I used to comprehend a lot of stuff. But my grandfather, when I was 5 years old, did two things. He gave me a radio, and he taught me how to use the phone. And today, I'm addicted to this thing, by the way.
Phone, not the radio.
This is a radio. How do you think stuff gets to this?
Don't say anything bad about his phone.
Don't say anything bad about it. Anyway, my grandfather did that, and he also looked into my eyes and told me I was great. And he told me I could do anything. And he believed in me at a super young age. And so the thing I guess I would pass on is, it's amazing if you think of the people who've told you you're great and told you you could do stuff throughout your life, what a impact that has on a human being. You know, we get angry with each other sometimes, we get frustrated with each other, but when you tell someone, when you spot good in someone and you tell someone it's good, that reverberates through an entire lifetime. And I remember all of the people who've been inspirational and done good things, and I've gone, wow, I want to jump on that. And so my grandfather did that. And that's why it's so cool that I'm about to be in the grandfather role. And then my mother, she had two things. She was very wise. Two things she said to me that in the whole sum of a lifetime empowered and helped me, that I'll pass on to you. And in the spirit of, for generations, these things can help. I looked up old sayings on the internet and looked up people, and like one of them was from a Greek philosopher. And the dude said this thing, and here it is thousands of years later, and people still say it all the time. So my mother, when I was a kid, I was mad at somebody. We all get mad at somebody once in a while. And I told her I was mad at somebody, and she looked at me and she said, well, don't be upset. God's not finished with him yet. And I'm not, going all religious per se, but what she meant was, we're all on a journey. We're all making mistakes. And whatever's right or wrong, just accept it and relax and be patient. And then the other thing that she always used to say, and she summed it up in two words, better than Shakespeare could. If I was going out the door, you know those years when you're going out the door and your parents are looking at you like, where are you going? What are you doing? She would look at me and she would say these two words.
Grab beer. Sorry.
Those are three words.
Grab some. She would look at me, and you know the words, because I think I've said this to you guys.
You have.
She said, be good. Be good. And, that's what all of us strive to do. That's what we can try and do. So there's some things coming up with World Vision. There's some things coming up you'll hear from me again, and I hope you'll be around. And if you want to say hi to me sometime at the end of a gig, don't let me tell you I'm tired and I have to get home and go to sleep. I'm not going to plug anything. Go to the website, bobrivers.com. All right. And we've gone over. I want you to all give yourselves a big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Bob Rivers Show for 25 years. And now I get to push a button to launch the new KJR.
In the beginning, man's world was no larger than his eye could see. His horizon no further than his legs could carry him. The far side of the earth was a mystery, so vast an earth, so little time, until now, until the birth of this new age, the age of the Jedi.
Believe me, you don't really know a jet until you fly in it.
Looks real good.
All right, you want
to
go?
Seattle, it's different here.
Just look at our history.
You've got it.
1897, Seattle strikes gold.
The gold rush.
1910, Boeing built their headquarters here in Seattle.
Our greatest risk turned out to be our greatest reward.
1962, the Space Needle opens.
What kind of a city would give rise to such a surprisingly different tower? Seattle.
1971, Starbucks first opens.
Soy eggnog latte.
1985, Microsoft first launches Windows. And again, Seattle changes the world.
The early 90s.
Next, ladies and gentlemen, we have three fine young men from Seattle.
Seattle changed the face of music with the grunge scene from Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and more.
The dawn of the 21st century brings the EMP Museum, further cementing Seattle as one of America's greatest musical cities.
And then, just last year, the Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
With a lot of help from the 12th man.
He returns it for a touchdown! Seattle has just slammed the door!
Seattle owned the sports world.
Today, August 8th, 2014, a brand new radio station takes off. Seattle, put your tray tables and seat backs in the upright position.
We are ready for takeoff. Variety from the 70s, 80s, and more.
Easy go, easy go.
The Jet.
Playing Seattle's variety from the 70s, 80s, and more.